USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes. Australia levies more sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Wendy King reports.
Australia has announced additional sanctions against more than a dozen state-owned companies. It also continues to levy punitive measures against the Kremlin over its war in Ukraine. The sanctions target 14 state-owned companies, including defense-related entities KAMAZ, as well as shipping companies Chevmash and United Shipbuilding Corporation. Australia has imposed sanctions against some 600 individuals and entities since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Internal Revenue Service announced a filing deadline to submit your 2021 tax returns or an extension to file and pay your taxes owed is Monday, April 18th for most taxpayers. After 2 years of think tanking, a new report by the National Bureau of Economic Research is grading states on how they fared with dealing with the pandemic. The report factored the effects of each state's healthcare system, education system, and economy while grading their response to the virus. Doctor and retired Texas politician Ron Paul on his Twitter account weighs in on the report.
California and New York were the worst dealing with COVID. I mean, shocking, shocking. But the shock is they don't, especially in California, they don't seem to care.
Yeah. You know?
But this is a real shocker. Florida did one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that is really strange. But we knew that something, these statistics would come out, because we argued that Florida was on the right track. Did they do everything exactly right? No, they're going to come up short. But I don't get too upset with this, because I accept the principle that the commies are never going to have perfect socialism, and we're never going to have perfect liberty. But we have to have a concept of liberty, because that to me is the important thing, to be able to sort out truth and fiction.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.